This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple projects in Haryana on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti tomorrow. The Prime Minister will flag off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. In Yamunanagar, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects including an 800-megawatt power unit of Deenbandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant, compressed biogas plant in Mukarrabpur, and over 14-kilometre Rewari bypass project costing over 1,000 crore rupees under the Bharatmala project. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today appealed to the youth to imbibe inspiration from Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar's vision of equality, justice and fraternity to build a developed India. Dr. Mandavia was addressing youth and volunteers of My Bharat at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna before flagging off the Jai Bhim Yatra organized by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. He said the youth of the country must respect and adhere to the spirit of the Indian Constitution. He also urged the youth to follow the Panch Pran suggested by Prime Minister Narendra Modi from the ramparts of Lal Qila Fort and said it shows the pathway to Vikasit Bharat.
मोदी जी केवल संकल्प व्यक्त नहीं करते हैं लेकिन जो संकल्प करते हैं इस संकल्प को सिद्धि की ओर ले जाने के लिए रास्ता भी बताते हैं और यही रास्ता है हमारा पंच प्राण मोदी जी ने देश के नागरिकों को पंच प्राण लेलवाते हुए कहा कि जब देश आजादी का शताब्दी वर्ष मनाता हो यानी कि देश की आजादी का 100 वर्ष पूर्ण हुआ हो तब हमें विकसित बनना है.
The union minister said it is necessary to take pride in our route moving forward with unity and inculcate the spirit of nation first with focus on a sense of duty and responsibility among Indian citizens. The Delhi government today organized a walkathon in the national capital to mark Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar Jayanti tomorrow. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta flagged off the walkathon in which thousands of children participated. Speaking at the event, she said the Delhi government is dedicated to adhering to the path established by Baba Sahib. She further mentioned that the government has implemented a program whereby every child will learn about Baba Sahib and honor his memory.
हम बाबा साहब के चरणों में कोटि कोटि नमन करते हैं जो भारत के भाग्य विधाता हैं और उन्होंने जो भारत के प्रत्येक वासी के लिए किया वो जीवन में ना कोई कर सकता है और आगे तक की पीढ़ियां उन्हें स्मरण करें. दिल्ली सरकार के प्रत्येक स्कूल में बच्चों को उनके जीवन के अध्ययन का पूरा लाभ मिले इसकी हम इस बार योजना हमने बनाई है और बाबा साहब का जीवन चरित्र बच्चों को दिखाया जाए सुनाया जाए इसकी व्यवस्थाएं की है.
Traditional harvest festivals are being celebrated in different parts of the country beginning today. People of Punjab are celebrating Vaishakhi, while Keralites call it Vishu. In West Bengal, it is celebrated as Poila Boishakh, in Assam as Bohag Bihu. People in Tamil Nadu observe the festival as Puthandu. In the northern part of the country, people are celebrating the spring harvest festival of Vaishakhi with full enthusiasm and brotherhood today. Farmers, especially in Punjab and Haryana, are expressing their gratitude for a good harvest and praying for prosperity in the coming year. People in Tamil Nadu will be observing Puthandu tomorrow. The day is celebrated as the Tamil New Year with great zeal and intensity on the first day of the Tamil month, Chittarai. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted people on the occasion. In view of the violence reported in Murshidabad district in West Bengal, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a video conference with the Chief Secretary and DGP of the state. The DGP said more than 150 persons have been arrested and he is taking the assistance of locally posted BSF. In the Indian Premier League T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Today, Rajasthan Royals will host Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Jaipur from 3:30 p.m. while in the second clash of the day, Delhi Capitals will face Mumbai Indians in Delhi. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The Inter Meteorological Department has forecast that a fresh spell of heat wave conditions is likely to commence over parts of northwest India and Gujarat starting Tuesday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.